Saturday afternoon, about 60 people gathered in front of the historic iron Fort Benton Bridge. It was their biggest turnout yet.
Howdy.
The group was mostly seniors and opened with a prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
And to the Republic, which stands, one nation.
Organizer Bonnie Jo Cook is a sixth-generation resident of Fort Benton. She's 74 years old and began organizing protests for the first time in her life this year. Her rally was one of 30 planned across the state alongside the nationwide No Kings movement. Cook says in rural communities, it's important for people to come together. She hoped to create a space where all feel able to share their voice.
There's a combination of all of us, independents, Democrats, Republicans, but again, we care about what's going on with the country.
Protester Mike O'Hara chairs the board of a local hospital. He's concerned about cuts to Medicaid.
A lot of our services that we give to the community, they all come under that. They're low-income people, and if we don't take care of them, nobody's going to take care of them.
He says he feels it's important to stand up and defend democracy. Other protesters held signs calling for equality and constitutional rights. None mentioned President Donald Trump directly. But protests in cities looked different. In Missoula, a few thousand people marched through downtown.
No!
Many carried signs explicitly criticizing Trump and his administration. Local Valerie Steichen says she was motivated to show up after getting laid off from her job with the Federal Small Business Administration. Steichen said new tariffs hurt the clients she worked with.
I love the United States of America and my heart's broken.
Protesters rallied in other small towns like Hamilton and Lewistown, and cities like Helena and Billings. Reporting from Fort Benton, I'm Victoria Traxler.